Leaders of the California Senate have reached agreement on a long overdue budget for the state. The plan contains no new taxes and some spending cuts. It also relies on nearly $11 billion in borrowed money to help close the deficit. The budget still needs approval from the state assembly and the governor, who's facing a recall election. NPR's Scott Horsley reports.
News of the Senate budget compromise came 3.5 weeks after California began its new fiscal year without a spending plan. The state's been operating on borrowed money and is in danger of running out of cash within 2 months. Democratic State Senator John Burton announced the agreement at a Capitol News conference with Republican Senator Jim Brulte at his side.
It's a budget that right now has 2 votes. We might say reluctant votes, but 2 votes because we believe it is the best we can do at this time. It is in the best interest of the people of the state.
The full Senate is expected to vote on the budget in a rare Sunday session. If it's approved, Governor Gray Davis says he hopes the Assembly will soon follow suit.
Now is not the time to let up. We still have to encourage lawmakers that we know they're making difficult decisions because we're facing difficult times.
This has been a particularly difficult time for lawmakers because California went into the budget year facing a $38 billion deficit. Republicans were determined not to close the gap with new taxes, and Democrats were reluctant to make deep cuts in government spending. Democrats hold sizable majorities in both houses of the state legislature. But you wouldn't know that from the budget compromise. Republicans successfully blocked any tax hikes. California's Constitution requires 2/3 of lawmakers to approve a spending plan, and the governor's senior advisor, Nancy McFadden, says in order to get the necessary Republican votes, the Democrats gave a lot of ground.
We're really being, in some ways, held hostage by our 2/3 vote requirement to 8 Republicans. And so it's no wonder, with the Republicans holding firm on no taxes, that the budget looks more Republican than the budget that we want to see and the budget the Democrats want to see.
The compromise calls for hundreds of millions of dollars in spending cuts, but Democrats managed to avoid even deeper cuts in education and health care, at least in the current year. California will effectively postpone some tough decisions by borrowing $10.7 billion. GOP Assembly Leader Dave Cox says that will have some Republicans holding their noses, but not enough to scuttle the plan.
There are lots of things in every budget proposal that folks will not like, but we will, in fact, have a budget. We've had one for 150 years, and we'll have one again.
Budget deliberations have been complicated this year by the effort to recall Governor Davis. State officials declared this week there will be a recall election, and David Lesher, who edits the political magazine California Journal, says that has to be on lawmakers' minds.
Within both parties, there are questions about whether passing the budget helps or hurts the recall. I mean, I think Democrats wonder whether passing a Republican budget is better than going into a recall standing up for Democratic principles. On the Republican side, does the Republican Party get blamed for shutting down the government, or would it be better to have a budget passed?
Governor Davis said yesterday that passing a budget is the most important task now facing the state.
I call upon every legislator in Sacramento to put aside any partisan politics, whether you're on the right or the left. Get this budget passed. Then we can talk about the recall, we can talk about politics, and we can talk about everything else. But no citizen in this state wants to believe that anyone in Sacramento is making a decision on the budget influenced by political considerations as opposed to what they think the right thing to do is.
Lawmakers got a reminder yesterday of just how important a budget is. Standard & Poor's cited the lack of budget progress in downgrading California's credit rating to 1 notch above junk bond status. Scott Horsley, NPR News.